It's Thursday, November 17th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. 3 out of 4 North Koreans who suffer persecution do not survive. This is according to the Database Center for North Korean Human Rights, which interviewed 11,730 North Korean defectors to South Korea. Nearly 99% of the defectors confirmed there is no religious freedom in North Korea. According to the Christian Post, disturbing reports indicate Christians in North Korea have suffered, quote, being hung on a cross over a fire, crushed under a steamroller, herded off bridges, and trampled underfoot, unquote. North Korea is number one on Open Doors World Watch list for persecution. Amazingly, Reverend Eric Foley reports North Korean Christians, quote, do not pray for freedom and money. They pray for more of Christ and to mirror more of Christ in their lives, unquote. Paul says that I may know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to him in his death. Philippians 3:10. Did 81% of evangelicals really vote for Trump? Leading evangelicals are saying that only accounts for white evangelicals, and that the figure is really between 35 and 45%. Joe Carter from the Gospel Coalition points out that the exit polling data does not account for the evangelicals who did not vote and for people who identified as evangelical but don't even go to church. More American women than ever are choosing to end their pregnancies at home with a two-step prescription abortion rather than surgical abortion, according to a recent Reuters analysis. Carol Tobias, president of the National Right to Life Committee in Washington, D.C., told The Worldview about the FDA's easing of standards back in March.
The Food and Drug Administration changed the protocol, the requirements for using the chemical abortion pill RU486. They changed the dosage to make it cheaper. They said that a woman does not have to go back to the abortionist or the clinic to get one of the pills, that it does not have to be done under the supervision of a physician. As the abortion industry wanted, more people are now able legally to prescribe the chemical abortion, and that has been their entire goal.
At Planned Parenthood alone, medication abortion comprised 43% of all abortions in 2014, up from 35% in 2010. In Michigan, for example, medication abortions comprised 55% of the state's abortions, and in Iowa, 64%. Tobias told The Worldview about the terrible physical toll of chemical abortion.
Unfortunately, many women are going to think that all they have to do is swallow a couple of pills and everything will be taken care of. They'll just pass a mass of tissues or a blob of cells and it's all going to be over. But the chemical abortion can be very dangerous. We do know that women who have used it have died. There can be severe hemorrhaging, severe cramping. One story of a woman who said that she's had the surgical abortion and the chemical abortion said the chemical was by far worse, because it was more painful and she absolutely hated it. She said if she was going to get another abortion, she'd go back to the surgical. So it's not going to be the easy fix that women think it is. They do end up in the emergency rooms because of the severe hemorrhaging. It's certainly not safe for her and it is deadly for her unborn child.
Remarkably, Planned Parenthood still charges the same for both chemical and surgical abortion, between $300 and $1,000, depending on the income level of the client. Tobias said that fact is quite revealing.
Planned Parenthood is in the abortion business to make money. If the price of their product has decreased and they don't change the price that they charge, that just means they're making more money. The abortion industry would not have to have an abortionist, a doctor, on the payroll. They could have some certified health professional that is there taking care of the prescriptions. They do not need the surgical room, the suction machine. It's a lot cheaper. There's really no overhead. You have your pills sitting on a shelf.
Reuters reports that the U.S. dollar index surged to an almost 14-year high yesterday. Meanwhile, oil prices fell as a potential output cut agreement and a buildup in U.S. stockpiles put traders in a bind. Deuteronomy 8:17-18 says, beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth, You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth. The Washington Times reports Twitter suspended the accounts of several members of the alt-right movement, which is generally opposed to immigration, multiculturalism, and globalization. Accounts suspended include those of author Richard Spencer, his online magazine Radix Journal, and the nationalist think tank National Policy Institute. Dan Walker, the British broadcasting breakfast host, says he has been offered promotions, but he's content to keep his current job so he will not have to work on Sundays. Walker told celebrity broadcaster Eamon Holmes this comes down to his faith. Quote, as a Christian, I'd say that some things are more important than even the best job in the world, unquote. Walker came to Christ at 12 years of age and has remained a devoted Christian ever since. Exodus 20, verse 8 says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And that's the worldview on this Thursday, November 17th, in the year of our Lord 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.